The coffees, we have about 70 cups set out here on a circular table, and the circular table will turn so that I can sit on a stool here in front of the spittoon, and the coffees will turn slowly, and we can taste one at a time, and I can spit into the spittoon.
You don't swallow the coffee when you're tasting it?
We don't swallow the coffee because we'd soon fill up. if we're tasting all day. So there are 70 cups on this table, and on the table behind me there can be another 70 cups, and so we would soon fill up. So that is why we spit.
Do you know what you're tasting?
We know what broad type of coffee it is. We don't know from what country it comes from, and we don't know who the supplier is. We don't want to be influenced by things like that. We just know the general category of coffee. And we in the middle of the table, the circular table, we have a standard, three bowls of coffee that come from the same bag every time, so that we always have a benchmark comparing the coffees.
What has decided what these three cups are, your standard?
That standard we select very carefully. We choose it very carefully because that represents the company's standard for the next 6 months. And so we select it extremely carefully.
Are you trying to find coffees that taste the same or as near as possible? Is that the idea?
Coffees are a natural product and they never taste quite the same. But they need to come quite close to it. We use that really as a guide. And then we have four different categories into which we place the coffee according to what we find. When we taste, we use a spoon and we put the spoon into the coffee like this, and then we suck it. And spit it out. The idea being that you create a sort of rainstorm inside the mouth so that all of the fine volatile aromatics reach the olfactory bulb behind the nose. It's not absolutely essential. You don't have to do that when you're tasting coffee. But if we have a difficult decision to make, it just makes it a little easier to really register what is there.
What do you mean by creating a rainstorm?
Well, we draw air in across the top of the spoonful of coffee, so that you get little fine droplets flying about inside the mouth. I'll do it again so that you can hear and see what I'm doing.